Sex jokes. Jail. Jail even. I think it's still illegal in Indiana. Sodomy, is it? Does anyone know?
Out in Brookston.
That's why they're in jail.
Oh, man. Culturally relevant.
In the state of Indiana, it is illegal for a single male to own a sheep, and that is a fact.
See? Can't own sheep in Indiana if you're single. That's why a lot of people start dating when they buy their sheep.
Yeah, she's just a beer.
Okay, now I have a slight prepared piece that I'm gonna... I'm gonna use some of my fancy stuff, though. Hold on. Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Peace out, homie. Peace out, peace out, peace out, peace out. Hello. Sorry. Hello. Okay. The fall. Oh, this piece is called Election Season News Coverage is Timely, Accurate, and Always in Depth. The fall. Trees change colors, leaves drop to the ground, sidewalks become dangerous after a rain. This is the time of year where you can make your voice heard, actions felt, and money wasted. Election season. The Journal and Courier prints an editorial about West Lafayette mayoral candidate John Polis and incumbent mayor John Dennis. Silence. Crickets begin to chirp. Dogs begin to howl. Cats hiss. Drunks piss. The sun sets, the sun rises. The following Sunday, the Journal and Courier prints a scathing editorial about Purdue's talentless head football coach, Danny Hope. An organized demonstration occurs on campus after church service. They call for Coach Hope's head. Students and local residents march in the streets, smashing car windows owned by the 99%. Windows in the Chauncey Village area. Chipotle is left unscathed. The march turns into a riot, setting its sights on Purdue as an institution. The mass sets fire to many buildings, starting with Deering Hall. The sun sets, the sun rises. The majority of non-science campus buildings burn to the ground. Inefficient fire station coverage is to blame, according to the Journal and Courier. Until Purdue University can rebuild those buildings, its liberal arts population must attend Ivy Tech Community College. Many students drop out and enter the workforce as non-degreed students. Unemployment increases by 5%. A week later, another 7%. A month later, the suicide rate among the former liberal arts students is on the rise. Dear Mom and Dad, and Sis, I should have, at the very least, chose a social science to study. My pursuit of liberal arts education was ill-advised and idealistic. The most noble thing I can do now is to end my life with dignity. As Arthur Miller once said, suicide kills two people. That's what it's for. Slightly on the darker side there. So let's have, Robin had something else. And then after that, anyone else that had something?